Hello, it's Gordon.
Hi, Gordon. My name is Julian. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good. Doing wonderful.
Good, thanks. Yeah, I'm taking over. I know John was helping you around November of last year, and I'm just taking over a few of his accounts. I know that you had a financing offer approved from us, but it never went through. So I just want to check in with you this quarter, see how business is going, see what kind of needs you have upcoming, maybe new projects or plans or anything like that, anything in the woodworks?
Well, we got lots in the woodworks, but I think he approved it for $18,000. I was asking for $30,000 at the time.
Yeah, I'm looking at the notes here. Has your business been growing?
Oh, yes, rapidly.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know with rapid growth, you have to take out loans in order to keep up with it, right?
Well, it's busy, busy.
Yeah.
You know, interest is a big killer to me, too. Like, if I can get money cheap enough, I'd even put a mortgage on one of my rental houses.
Okay. Well, if your business has grown quite a bit and your bank accounts look solid, and decent credit score, has your credit score changed?
No.
Okay. Is it still pretty solid? Or
it should be exactly the same.
It should be about the same. Okay, gotcha. Well, if all else is equal, but your bank statements have improved, I think we can get you some more money. How much are you, what do your sales look to be projected like this year?
Oh, 350.
350, okay. That's what I have down for last year. Is it about the same then?
Well, I'd like to say 350 because that's consistent, right?
Okay, gotcha.
We do that every year.
Okay.
So that way we're not, I'm not saying something that isn't true.
Yes.
And there's I always have a balance in my bank of around $12,000.
Okay, excellent. I like the conservative approach. I'm actually the same way. I never like to overpromise anything. But typically we can free up 10 to 15% of your gross sales. So I'm assuming there was something going on why they couldn't approve it for a little bit more last year. I'm assuming it had to do with bank statements if you're saying your credit score is solid. Can I send you over a new application and we can see if we can get you approved for a little more?
Yeah, but you know what? I'm kind of jammed right now. So you can email me one to FitzpatrickGordon@yahoo.com.
Yeah, no problem. There's no rush or anything. When would be, like, ideally, when would you like to have the money deposited into your account? Like, best case scenario?
I'm not in no rush, to be honest with you.
Okay.
We're not in a total need of financing. Other than, really, I don't need no money. I wouldn't mind having a line of credit or something for our automobile business, but other than that, it's we don't really need any money.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah, we do that too, and then working capital, which is what you're applying for before, as well as equipment financing. So if you're looking to bring on new equipment and stuff like that, since it's collateralized, we can typically get you a lot more and a lot lower rate too.
Yeah. How about, do you ever do mortgages?
We don't do mortgage, unfortunately. It's a whole different ballgame with all different regulations. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're just a bank.
Yes. Yeah. It's we mostly do commercial finance. So we're not depository though. We just do lending.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you send me an application? My email address is FitzpatrickGordon@yahoo.com.
Got it. Okay. Do you want me to follow up with you in a couple weeks or something?
Sounds good.
I'll give you a call back in 2 weeks. Is that all right?
You betcha.
All right. Thanks, Gordon. I'm going to send you an email shortly.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Bye-bye.